The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The second biggest school system in the U.S. is Los Angeles Unified School District. We're talking about more than 500,000 students, 70,000 employees at more than 1,000 facilities. Well, this week, school is out.
We will stand united, 65,000 members strong.
School staffers, including teachers, have gone on strike as part of a multi-day walkout.
Yeah, so that is happening right now. Obviously, if you've got kids in the L.A. school district, you're aware of this because you're scrambling to figure out how to deal with that for a week or who knows how long this lasts. We'll have more info on this coming up later this hour. It's a big deal.
And looking for a 30% wage increase. Good luck.
That's a heck of a jump. Of course, that's what, you know, you start high. You ever negotiated? But it's unfortunate, obviously, for the kids in that they're already behind from the pandemic, and we're behind before the pandemic started.
Educationally, socially, developmentally, in every single way. That's right. But the unions don't care about the kids. They couldn't give a damn about the kids.
So President Biden vetoed his first legislation the other day. It got really inaccurate news coverage. It's people keep calling it complicated. It doesn't seem that complicated to me, but
it's,
man,
really not.
Our attention span seems to be so short. You know, we're a nation of TikTok viewers that if it's not obvious what something is in like 6 seconds and it's to a dance beat, people have no interest in figuring out what it is. If there's not a hot chick dancing to it and explaining it in 6 seconds, nobody's got the patience to stick around and what it is. See what it is. And I'm just highly troubled that the President of the United States has gotten away with his reasoning for the veto. But Joe will explain.
Well, he has stated the opposite of what is true repeatedly. And the news media, which is acutely aware of what Jack is pointing out, anything with more complexity than if you drop an object, it will fall, they can't explain it. They don't bother explaining it to you. It's like, you know, another great example of this is every damned headline talks about President Trump, who's being indicted for the Stormy Daniels hush money.
Right. For paying a porn star to keep quiet about an affair. That's not why.
No, not at all. So anyway, this is his veto of the new ESG rules that the House, well, actually both houses passed it on a semi-bipartisan basis.
That's the stuff they put in Chinese food to make it yummy.
No, that's a little different. ESG is actually environmental, social, and governance issues. It's woke investing. It's investing for other than return. It's investing to bring a better new world. Now, what both houses of Congress has said was, if you're managing a retirement account, and you have pledged, you are sworn to being a fiduciary. Your one goal is to get the best returns for the people with their retirement savings invested. Your one goal is that.
And if you hire a fiduciary, you count on the fact that that's their legal obligation, so you don't have to research every freaking tiny stock transaction that happens in your, you know, entire retirement portfolio.
Right, exactly. And it protects you from, as we were discussing yesterday, your investment manager from deciding to prop up his uncle's company or his cronies or his college roommates, or he's like a dedicated, I don't know, Hare Krishna. And so he funnels money into these alleged investments that are secretly supporting the Hare Krishna people. Well, if he's taken a fiduciary pledge, he's busted. He's in serious. He will never do business again. But now with this ESG stuff being introduced, now they can go off on whatever lark they want, and you don't get a say.
Now, I think it's clear. It's really important to remember. Hopefully, you remember from school or the old Schoolhouse Rock thing. If you're old, I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill. How that whole thing works? It had to pass the Republican-led House and the Democrat-led Senate. And it was bipartisan in both.
Mm-hmm.
It had to pass both of those to get to Joe Biden's desk. So that's worth knowing.
And again, the statement Biden put out a couple of days ago, I just vetoed my first bill. This bill would risk your retirement savings.
That's
wow.
The opposite of what is true. That is 180 degrees from what is true. And that was the first line of his explanation that the corporate media just ran with.
It would risk your retirement savings by making it illegal to consider risk factors MAGA House Republicans don't like. Your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not. Here is their argument. So, lack of social justice and climate change. They risk your investments because they'll bring a nasty world down the line. So it's important that your investment managers can support anti-climate change technologies and the rest of it, or support Black Lives Matter and invest in their causes, because that will bring a better world and you'll have better investment results. Yeah, says me. How about you just go for the best returns you can?
So a fiduciary who in the past would have had to say, yeah, I'm not going to put any money in Rivian because I don't think that's going anywhere, the electric car company. Looks like GM's going to have a good year. I'll put the money in GM. Now could say electric cars are the future and they're very important from the planet. I think Greta Thunberg is right. It's getting too hot out there. We're going to put the money in Rivian because that's important and not in General Motors. And they could get away with that because you can use climate reasons, or they hire more transgender people at that company, or whatever reason.
Great example, yeah. You could take our word for it, and you should, or we could sprinkle in a few more comments, like a presidential candidate to tech genius Vivek Ramaswamy said, the fact that Biden's first veto is about promoting ESG reveals the problem. This isn't the invisible hand of the free market. It's the invisible fist of the government. Don't fall for their trick. Author Charles Smith, who wrote the book Lying by Omission, wrote, quote, the bill was about ending ESG, the practice of disenfranchising investors and pensionists and empowering managers to pursue their own ideological goals instead of following their fiduciary obligations. And Biden vetoed that bill. Tommy Pigott, who's part of the GOP, said, the people who manage your retirement savings should have only one thing to consider, your retirement security. Once again, Biden is prioritizing far-left special interests over the economic well-being of the American people. Tom Cotton says, Joe Biden's first veto as president, letting retirement fund managers prioritize ESG scams over the best-performing investments. Why is he playing games with working people's retirement money?
Again, the first sentence of Joe Biden vetoing the bill and his explanation was, this bill would risk your retirement savings. No, you're risking my retirement savings. I was comfortable with my retirement savings before. And then his last line of, your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings. Yeah, he should. Whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not. And then presenting it as if it's some sort of crazy MAGA Marjorie Taylor Greene thing to only want to invest in corporations that look like they're going to have the best return on investment. That is so misleading.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's blatantly dishonest.
I saw this nowhere outside like a National Review podcast.
Again, to put it very plainly, Mike Braun of Indiana, who was behind the bill that got vetoed, President Biden issued a rule that allows money managers for retirement accounts to use ESG as a reason for an investment. Previously, fiduciaries had to invest based on the best rate of return. My bill struck down the Biden rule with a bipartisan vote in both chambers. And it's probably worth noting, if you want to invest in ESG-oriented funds, mutual funds, retirement accounts, whatever, you can.
Of course you can.
Anytime you want. Every damn dime you make, that is your right. This is about fiduciaries who swore to get you the best retirement account can now work in their pet causes or their uncle's solar company under the freaking law.
And so at the end of next year, if your retirement account only made 2% and everybody else's made 15% or whatever the numbers would be, your man or woman might say, yeah, but we invested in some very important corporations that are going to make the world a better place in 100 years.
Right.
Maybe you care about that and feel free to. I don't.
We invested half your money in Anti-Racism, Inc.
Yeah, exactly. Oof.
And you have no recourse because what was against the law last year is legal this year.
Hey, super smart people or financial advisors, is there anything we're getting wrong about this? Because it frightens the hell out of me. It frightens the hell out of Joe Manchin, Democrat from Virginia. Text line 415-295-KFTC. I would love to hear from anybody on this, but this is a...
Or if you'd like to email mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. I mentioned that because I went through all of the email, the hundreds of emails from yesterday to make sure there was nothing we were missing.
Right.
Not a single note of dissent.
Not only is it troubling that he vetoed a bipartisanly approved piece of legislation when you've got each party in control of one chamber. I mean, that's really troubling. The news coverage on it is disturbing.
It's disgusting.
Nobody at NBC News or ABC News or anywhere or NPR, because I heard a long thing on it at NPR, had the slightest idea what it was about.
Or pretended that they didn't.
Or they, maybe you, are all these people, of course, a lot of them are really young. And when you're young, you're by definition not that wise.
Child.
Maybe they actually think it's great. No, I want my financial person to invest in anti-racist green companies, regardless of the fact that I could make way more money or might lose money this way.
Well, and if you believe that's going to save humanity and save the planet, why would you offer a coherent, cogent, perhaps persuasive set of the other side's arguments in your news report? That's the last thing you would do, particularly if you've been convinced by your professors at Columbia School of Journalism or NYU or whatever, or Harvard, if you've been convinced that to report the counter arguments would be stupid. Objectivity is dead in journalism. It's not the goal. The goal is to persuade. So, of course, you leave out the counter arguments, which happen to be bipartisan and extremely compelling.
Yeah, if I was 23, I could see I could make that argument. No, this would be good. More money will go into these green companies, which will then make money because they'll have so much money, blah, blah, blah. Again, text line 415-295-KFTC. Japan defeated the United States in the World Baseball Classic. We'll play the final call in Japanese coming up. I hate hearing. I'm glad they're an ally now.
I watched
Never forget.
The national humiliation unfold, Jack.
Oh. So we'll have full team coverage.
Absolutely.
Got that coming up, among other things. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Just when you thought your sleep couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0.
When Mike invented the original MyPillow, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he is using a new technology.
The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature-regulating thread.
The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over during the night.
The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free for a limited time with promo code GETTY.
The MyPillow 2.0 is made with temperature-regulating technology, 100% made in the USA. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Special Square to get this buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0.
It's time you see for yourself how great this new pillow really is. Enter the promo code GETTY or call 1-800-666-1205 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Sacramento area attorneys. 500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 95814. CordellCordell.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022. With Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Seven, down. I can't really understand a word you're saying.
Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man. That was the final call from the Japanese announcer, obviously, of Japan defeating the United States in the World Baseball Classic. Mike Trout, one of the world's greatest baseball players, strikes out to end the game.
At the hands of the monster, the unicorn, the miracle, Shohei Ohtani.
Aren't they teammates?
Who turned on his adoptive country and his teammate.
Yeah.
To defeat the United States.
Japan's better than us at baseball?
Well, the guys Japan fielded are better than ours at baseball. And I will tell you this, having watched the national humiliation last night.
I think we retake Okinawa.
Wow. We got a base there.
No, okay.
Isn't that enough? So, I watched yesterday. And our lineup, our defensive lineup was great. Our hitters were terrific. But our pitching, you know who started the world championship game of the World Baseball Congress or whatever the hell it's called?
It's confusing because we have a national championship we call the World Series. So when you go to name the actual international contest, you're the best name is taken.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so who do we run up to the mound for our starter for the ultimate world championship game? Merrill Kelly, who's kind of a journeyman starter for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's the kind of guy who'll generally come out and give you four quality innings, Jack. As the announcer said last night, he doesn't get a lot of swing and misses, but he's a steady starter. Wait a minute. He doesn't get a lot of swing and misses. Have you ever pitched? Have you ever watched a baseball game? That's kind of a thing. So the long and short of it is, we got a lot of great position players who thought, hey, this would be a good tune-up. Some good intense games for me to get ready for the regular season. But the pitchers all thought, nah, I'm going to protect my arm. So your Justin's Verlander, your Clayton's Kershaw, your Scherzers, deport them all. Put them in Gitmo for refusing to help the national team. We had mediocre pitching.
Because they're traitors to their own country.
Right. Put them in Leavenworth.
At least tap their phones.
That's probably being done already, judging from a couple of stories that have come out recently. But
so Donald Trump has truthed out something about the possible indictment happening today. Maybe we get into that. There's another completely different case that got some air yesterday, according to ABC News. So we should probably alert you to that. And that one is the possible indictment around the classified documents they found at his home. So we might have both of those going on simultaneously.
You know what I wish there was? I wish there was a way to forcibly, enthusiastically fight back against all of the injustice that's been directed at Trump world, but not advocate for him as president.
Well,
know what I mean?
We'll bring you up to speed on what he said and what ABC News is reporting about a completely different case. And then we'll move on. We'll bring you the headlines, all right? He has not been arrested yet.
And then
yet
we'll
today.
Be a promise. He's not going to be arrested. That's not going to happen.
You
Quit
don't
it.
Think?
Stop it.
You don't think he's going to be marched through the streets in handcuffs?
I doubt it. Shame.
Armstrong
Shame.
And Getty.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Because with every new round of money printing, the value of your 401k or IRA is decreased through the dilution of the money supply. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and while you can, I highly recommend you consider physical gold for your retirement account. Why? Because gold provides real wealth preservation that can withstand anything. Even better, with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, you pay no penalties or taxes when you transfer your current retirement funds. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898. And my friends at Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text HEDGE to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Give your child the gift of two languages. Tree of Life International Charter School, where love is our first language, now accepting applications for TK through 8th grade for the Spanish Immersion Program. La Maravillosa Escuela Pública Bilingüe en Anderson ahora está aceptando solicitudes para TK a octavo grado. TK está abierto para estudiantes que cumplen 4 años antes de abril 2. Estudiantes que hablan inglés o español adquieren fluidez superior en ambos idiomas y en un tercer idioma. Y todos gratis. Llame hoy para programar una visita a la escuela y inscribir a su hijo. La lotería de inscripción se llevará a cabo el 29 de marzo. Apúrense. 530-378-7040. Call now to schedule a tour and enroll your child. ¡Arriba! 530-378-7040.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The breaking developments involving the special counsel's investigation into Trump. Sources telling ABC News a federal judge has determined that the special counsel has presented compelling evidence that Donald Trump may have broken the law in his handling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. The special counsel making the case that the former president allegedly misled his own lawyers when he had them declare that all classified documents were turned over. Tonight, what we've learned, what this could now mean.
So that was ABC Evening News last night. They have a source that was repeating what was in the sealed document that the special counsel has. They must be the only person with a source because the NBC Evening News had nothing on it. They had nothing on the story practically anywhere else. There's practically nothing on the story today. So only ABC's reporting that one, the whole he's in trouble for classified documents at his home case, might be moving forward all of a sudden at exactly the same time that he gets indicted on the campaign money thingy, Stormy Daniels story. You know that whole one. You don't like the term arrested. Everybody uses arrested. Trump himself uses arrested. He's like I said yesterday. He'll for a while be technically arrested, and that he would not be allowed to leave. But it's not like you're what you normally think of as an arrest. All right, hands behind your back, up against the wall.
He'll show up and turn himself in.
Yeah,
if it happens at all. And I still think it's possible cooler heads are going to prevail and realize this is garbage, this Stormy Daniels-related charge.
The New York Times did a thorough talking to different lawyers looking at it in which they made it sound more likely. I wonder, though, if they just didn't get tremendous pushback from their newsroom and their readership, having said last week, and everybody's been quoting this, this is a novel idea that nobody's ever tried before in a bit of a stretch. The New York Times is saying that, and I'll bet they got a lot of heat for that. Anyway, Trump has truthed out this.
Peace out?
Truth out. That's what you do if you don't tweet and you've got your own company, you truth.
Yeah, it's trying too hard. But anyway, that name, it's annoyed me from the beginning. But go on.
Every article I read.
I mean, if I truth, I am a giraffe. That's not the truth. I'm not a giraffe.
Every article I read, every show I watch, even the so-called haters say that President Trump did nothing wrong. There is no crime here. A lot of them do. As Biden would say, no, I mean it. I'm not kidding. The crime would be if I get charged. There's a fair amount of talk that the indictment thing will happen today, and then he'll actually show up next week. And they'll figure out how you do that when you got Secret Service involved and everything. But that's that. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention about the presidential election just while
we're
going
to come back to that.
Okay.
The quote in a minute. But go on.
I was reading this Mark Halperin's political newsletter today. I thought this was striking from a pretty cynical guy who's been following presidential politics for a long time. Every 4 years during my career as a political reporter, I've heard colleagues say and strategists predict that this cycle will be the most negative campaign of all time. I've always taken that about as seriously as presidential candidates saying that this is the most important election of our time. 2024 might be the cycle in which both are actually true.
Wow.
Going to be the most negative campaign we've ever seen, and this might be the most important election of our time, given what's going on with China and using politics to go after candidates and Saudi Arabia and, you know, all the different things that are happening.
Right. Right. So I wish I'd spend a lot of time figuring out in what order to lay this out, because it all makes sense in my head, but I'm struggling with how to present it. So you get that quote from Trump on his Truth social media, talking about how even people who what did he say, hate Trump, agree that these charges are a joke. And that's he's absolutely correct. I without reservation, I agree with him
This is such a ridiculous stretch. The classified document stuff, I don't know. There's a lot to it. I don't really want to get into it. But
the key to that one is they're saying his lawyers were being honest. He lied to his lawyers. I don't know. Is that a particular crime? Lying to your lawyers? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, there's got to be an underlying offense. Otherwise, you can lie to your lawyers all day long.
Well, he had classified documents. I don't think anybody's...
Right, yeah.
But if you lie to your lawyers, I guess that could be obstructing justice? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not even worried about that classified documents thing. As we've discussed, I'm not sure there's anybody in America who thinks our nuclear secrets are at risk or anything like that. It's just guys keeping paperwork or mementos or whatever. Mike freaking Pence had classified documents.
And Biden in like four different homes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I don't think anybody's legitimately concerned. I'll jump to my conclusion first, and then I beg you to hang with me. And some of you will disagree, but that's perfectly fine. And feel free, if you'd like, to drop us an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, or a text, 415-295-KFTC, explaining what we're missing or whatever. Excuse me. Thank you, Chairman Xi, for the bat fever. It's my belief that Trump running for president, the presence of Trump as the so-called leader of the Republican Party, just his dominating of the headlines, is a huge positive for the woke crowd, for the Biden liberals, for those who would pervert our retirement accounts and put ESG in there, who would do all the things you hate, including some of the things I'm going to bring up. Because as long as you have Trump on the scene, he is this giant focal point and smokescreen. You know, the fact that I don't think he can win is another topic, and I'm not crazy about the guy in a number of different ways, but he makes it impossible to pick apart their arguments because it always comes back to Trump. At the same time, I know a lot of you see Trump as the real warrior against the stuff you hate. And he's been a hell of a warrior. Absolutely true. Here's something for you. You're going to just love this. You remember in the wake of January 6th, and Jack and I talked a fair amount about how it was ugly and unforgivable. Nasty. But we also pointed out, y'all permitted political violence over and over and over again.
An entire summer, every city in America.
Hell, you encouraged it. You had nasty, angry people trying to terrorize Judge Kavanaugh's family, for instance. And you not only permitted it, you encouraged it. You just allowed political violence to run wild in the streets. And then when it came from the right, you acted like you just couldn't believe it. And you were all butthurt and wounded. And what's happened to America? Just unbelievable dishonesty. Well, listen to this. You remember those George Floyd riots? Where people were allowed to smash, burn, loot, assault cops, kill retired cops, cause all sorts of physical damage? Well, Philadelphia has agreed to pay $9.25 million to more than 300 people who were rioting and looting and the rest of it and said the cops were too mean to them. Philadelphia is not going to bring justice. They're going to hand out a bunch of money to anybody who is involved in those riots who said, yeah, a cop pushed me to the ground.
How much?
New York City. It's a total of $9.25 million to 343 plaintiffs.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
New York City. They're planning to compensate protesters from the George Floyd riots with $21,500 each in a new settlement. Each member of the class action suit, plus an additional $2,500 to those who were issued desk appearance tickets. So virtually anybody who got arrested and was then given a ticket is going to get thousands of dollars of taxpayer money for them being inconvenienced or handcuffed or pushed to the ground or what have you. That's the nature of governance in America right now. That's the great blindfolded lady justice. So political violence on the left gets rewarded.
Unsighted.
Political violence on the right, she's not literally blind. She's blindfolded. She's effectively blind. She's been blinded.
Handicapable.
Right, exactly. Political violence on the left is encouraged and rewarded. On the right, it is condemned and howled at.
Yeah.
And honestly, our stance around here is that it ought to be condemned and howled at, but on both sides, okay? So you hear that news, and I hear a lot of you cussing at your dashboards or, you know, into your earbuds or whatever as you're listening to the show. And you're thinking, that's it, you blankers. I just want to hit you in the mouth, right, metaphorically, politically speaking. You're pissed. You're frustrated.
Right.
How about somebody who's crude and nasty and beats the hell out of these self-righteous punks?
And calls you liars. So when you get 48 hours...
And that person is Donald J. Trump, right, to a lot of folks.
When you get 48 hours of an incredibly dishonest or poor coverage of the presidential veto... Having a candidate who's willing to point at the media in the back of the room and say, look at all those liars back there.
Yeah. You bunch of blanking liars.
Feels kind of good.
You suck. You're the enemy of the people. Feels great.
Right.
But because I'm a calm fella, got some gray in my hair, I've raised some kids, I've seen some stuff, I'm here to tell you, the stuff you believe in is better advanced by moving on to a new generation.
Yeah.
Now, some of you disagree, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I don't mind it. I don't resent it. But I feel like the left is winning the messaging wars because the lying octogenarian senile president.
Pull that bad and kept care.
And pulling off his ESG investing scam through Marjorie Taylor Greene up there and MAGA Republicans and the rest of it. And nobody asks any questions. They're like, oh, it's those evil people. I see. Okay, no problem. I just think it's a smokescreen. Anyway, you believe what you want to believe.
Just saw some amazing polling about people's views of, call it woke, call it PC culture, whatever. Maybe we could hit that stuff next. Also came across some other amazing stats about cars. I guess it's hard to sell a car right now with interest rates because people aren't used to having to pay 6% on a car. People got used to 2%.
Well, didn't we hear that the average house payment is half again higher now?
Yeah,
well,
wait to hear
the same house.
The average car payments now. And a bunch of stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. But deepening your self-awareness is the key to a happier, more fulfilled life. Therapy is all about that process of self-discovery, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp offers convenient online therapy on your schedule. It's the same professional service you'd get from an in-person therapist, but with the option to communicate when and how you want, by chat, phone, or video call. Plus, getting started is easy. Just go to their site and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. If you don't find the right match the first time, don't worry. You can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Start on your own journey of self-discovery with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/mygoals.
We are at war, and we're in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know. But it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build up your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits in the financial fallout from the wars, the trade tariffs, and the sanctions that are bound to happen. Gold and silver from Noble Gold Investments are real possessions in times like these. Knowing that you're outside the system when it all goes wrong is a great feeling. And a surefire way to keep your money safe for your retirement is a precious metals IRA. Noble Gold Investments has been helping people like you to keep their money safe for years with these. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Make sure you don't get trampled.
Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Americans spent nearly $14 billion last year while shopping drunk. I hope this only refers to online shopping. No one should be blackout drunk in the middle of a Home Depot, you know? Now look, here's what I'm going to say. Sometimes drunk me likes to get sober me a little gift. Right? And when a giant slip and slide shows up along with 10 super soakers, I'm like, wow, he gets me. I mean, I will say, online shopping is way better than the things we used to do when we drank too much. Like, in our 20s, it was like, oh, God, I got smashed. I texted my ex last night. And now we're like, oh, God, I blacked out and ordered a milk frother from Amazon. You know.
I love the idea of drunk me, got sober me, a little something.
It's really quite generous.
Sober me is too uptight and won't ever have any fun. Drunk me said, sober me deserves a milk frother for some fancy coffee.
You're under a lot of pressure lately, sober me. You need to relax. You know, just one tip from a guy who's occasionally had a couple of cocktails and done some online shopping. If it's not clear to you whether the order went through or not, it probably did.
So you don't end up getting...
Unless you want two of whatever. It probably did.
God, I'm fortunate that I quit drinking really before, well, not really, but completely before smartphones hit. So I missed out on most of texting and all of online shopping and stuff like that for real, like handheld, you know, just laying there in bed. And so I'm sure I would have bought lots of stuff. I love the idea of it, though.
Yeah, man, it's easy to do. Every single store, not only in the mall, but in your imagination, is at your fingertips.
Right, right.
You want clothes, you want sports stuff, you want jewelry, you want kitchen stuff.
And you know,
do you want medical aids? Do you want marital aids? Do you want art supplies? Do you want sand toys? It's all there.
Sure, and if you you know, you make your credit card payments on time, they just keep raising your limits. I mean, so you've got quite a chunk of money, no matter who you are, really, at your disposal if you want to be unwise. Even being sober, for something about late at night, just like the rules don't even seem to quite. The gravity doesn't seem to be the same shopping.
Right.
There's just something about it.
Well, you're kind of alone and in the dark and nobody can see. I think that factors in.
It doesn't feel quite real.
Just so sneak
like
one in.
Corden said, it shows up. Oh, yeah. I decided to order that the other day. What was I thinking again? That's pretty funny, though. Trump, he decided to get sober. Me a little gift.
Speaking of clothing. How Biden's new washing machine regulations could ruin laundry day for you. Stay tuned.
Wow. And that kind of fits in with the whole gas stoves going away, right?
Yes. Yeah. Get ready to smell bad. That's the short version.
I beat you to it.
You're ahead of your time.
It's not actually true.
I'm kind of aggressive scent.
I'm a stickler for being clean. And I'm going to work on that with my teenage son, who's kind of new to kind of new to the idea of the efforts one has to put into cleansing oneself. Because when you're a little kid, you don't have to worry about it. But you cross a line at some point where you do have to worry about it.
Well, I've known you for decades, and your bona fides as being fresh as a daisy are unassailable.
Thank you. Speaking of spending money, though, the average car payment for a used car and a new car are numbers that I would have thought are, like, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't buy a car if your payment's going to be that. Get a different car. The average used car payment now is $551 a month buying a used car, which would have been unthinkable not very long ago. The average new car payment is $731. That was like you're a rich person who makes not particularly good decisions or you have a lot of money not very long ago. The average, that's up 32%, up a third from 2019.
Moving up.
Wow.
So it's gone up a third just from 2019. Well, yeah, a $731 car payment used to seem outrageous. Now it's
sure, you
average.
Got a BMW 7 Series, you're a rich guy, and you keep it for a couple of years, that sort of thing.
Yeah, now it's the average. Average used car payment, $551 a month. You add that into what gas costs and what groceries cost? God dang it, it's not surprising so many people are paycheck to paycheck. Wow.
Expectations are such a powerful force in politics and economics, and we have just come out of an era where interest rates were kept artificially low. I mean, and I think most of you get this, but the idea that interest rates were hovering around zero for the better part of a decade is so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so unprecedented in all of human history, and so we got years and years of getting used to that. And, you know, principal times payments, you know, with the interest rate equals, you know, your payment. We got used to just wildly artificially low payments. So I remember you and I have been discussing for the last several years the year average new car price. It's gone from like $33,000 to $69,000 in, you know, a fairly short amount of time. And it seemed shocking. But it was because of the artificially low interest rates. Almost nobody pays cash for a car. So now we're coming off of that low interest rate coke bender and dealing with the reality of it, and some are dealing with it better than others. I mean, the only sane thing to do is to scale back the price, and therefore probably quality of your car, by about a third.
Right. Yeah,
unless you're wealthy.
Well, unless if you're wealthy, none of this stuff matters.
Then who cares,
Unless you got a raise, no, you're right. You need to scale back the car you're going to buy by a third to stay in the same situation you were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless, Dave Ramsey might send his lawyers over here and bust us for working his side of the street. unless your specific needs for your vehicle have changed significantly, why would you devote 30% more of your income to it? It's the same need, fulfilling the same, you know. Well,
right.
It's the same product fulfilling the same set of needs. So it ought to occupy the same percentage of your income.
Well, that gets into the weirdness about cars. A lot of what cars fulfill is our need to feel a certain way about ourselves. If it was just to get to school and back with a certain number of people, we would buy much differently. If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.